Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
God, does anybody actually believe this? Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence, asks during Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Everybody, replies Haymitch Abernathy, played by Woody Harrelson. That is accurate based on the box office records broken by the Hunger Games sequel. And the original Hunger Games was in 2012. You are probably familiar with the storyline for the Hunger Games based on the best-selling young adult novels by Suzanne Collins, where young persons fight each other to the death, televised to a worldwide audience. In Catching Fire, Katniss and her partner, Peeta Mellark, played by Josh Hutcherson, are brought back to face off against former winners to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Hunger Games. Hunger Games moves well with the standard setup and rivalries between characters, the foment of the residents of the capital and its rulers, the requisite big action set pieces, and computer-generated effects. Hunger Games has some socioeconomic references to the media, reality TV, and government in an attempt to give some weight to the movie. Rebellion is brewing in the districts of Panem, we're told. Katniss's romantic interest, Gale Hawthorne, played by Liam Hemsworth, tells her, quote, "There's already talk in the mines. People want to fight," unquote. Francis Lawrence, who directed Water for Elephants, capably directs the predictable screenplay for Hunger Games by Simon Beaufoy and by Michael Arndt. The material is lifted off the page because of excellent casting, starting with Jennifer Lawrence in the title role. Jennifer Lawrence is one of those actors who you could watch in most any film. She's got a porcelain doll-like face, large luminous eyes, and pouty lips. She uses her facial features as if she's unfolding a map to her emotions. She's also a very physical actor, lithe and spring-wound, perfect for a part that requires her to do wonders with a bow and arrow. Over-the-top costumes are a big part of Hunger Games. Lawrence has some incredible Bog Mackie-inspired dresses designed by the film's character Cinna, played by Lenny Kravitz. No one can outdo the outfits of Effie Trinkie, played by Elizabeth Banks. The film's costume designer is actually Trish Somerville. Hunger Games is filled with actor pros. Woody Harrelson is Haymitch Abernathy, Katniss's mentor. Donald Sutherland is President Snow, the leader of the Capitol. Philip Seymour Hoffman is Plutarch Heavensby, a Hunger Games game programmer. Stanley Tucci is the Hunger Games TV show host. Hunger Games contestants include Jeffrey Wright, Amanda Plummer, and Jenna Malone. The Hunger Games Catching Fire should please fans of the books and films. The rest of us may be left out in the cold. The Hunger Games Catching Fire is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, some frightening images, thematic elements, a suggestive situation, and language. Opening December 27, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Ben Stiller directs and stars with Kristen Wiig in the fantasy comedy about a daydreamer who embarks on a global journey. Lone Survivor. Peter Berg directs Mark Wahlberg, Ben Foster, Eric Bana, and Josh Berry in the action drama about four members of a SEAL team who attempt to capture a Taliban leader. It's based on a failed 2005 mission. The Wolf of Wall Street. Martin Scorsese directs the drama about a wealthy stockbroker's rise and fall. Leonardo DiCaprio stars in the biopic based on a true story. August, Osage County. Tracy Letts, Pulitzer Prize-winning stage comedy drama translates to the big screen, starring Meryl Streep, Dermot Mulroney, Julia Roberts, and Juliette Lewis. 47 Ronin, Keanu Reeves stars as a samurai in the action fantasy film. Grudge Match, Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone star as aging boxer rivals. Kim Basinger and Alan Arkin co-star in the comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.